This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. There's one friend in particular that's going to try to help John McCain. President Bush has near record low approval ratings at the moment, but he'll be fundraising in Arizona today with the man he hopes will replace him. The question is, will that help or hurt the presumptive Republican nominee? Jeremy Hobson reports from Washington.
In April, John McCain raised only about a third as much as his two Democratic opponents. President Bush, meanwhile, remains a fundraising force. He's already raised tens of millions of dollars this year for the Republican Party and congressional candidates. And former Reagan speechwriter Clark Judge says Senator McCain ought to take note.
There's a big part of the party that still thinks he's pretty good.
Judge says the president may only have support of about 25% of the country, but McCain will need those people and their money to win.
Whatever you do, it's tough to run for president, and you need all the support you can get. And the president has very significant areas of strength, and Senator McCain needs them.
Among President Bush's remaining supporters, Judge says, are ardent Iraq war backers and supply-siders. Still, some strategists say candidates should think twice about using President Bush, even to raise money. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Oil is above $133 a barrel this morning. Starting today, booking a trip with Disney Cruise Lines will cost an extra $8 a day, the latest fuel surcharge in the travel industry. Of course, Disney isn't alone. Jeff Tyler has more.
Disney is the last of the major cruise lines to tack on a fuel surcharge. Royal Caribbean and Carnival have been doing it for months. Are these additional costs having any effect on passenger logs? Warren Miller covers the industry for Morningstar.
It's not going to have much of an impact on consumers' attitudes at all. Cruise lines have historically been viewed as a great value vacation, where you get a lot of bang for your buck.
But the opposite is true for the airline industry, where consumers are getting less bang for the buck. Many airlines charge a base price for a seat and extra for additional services. American Airlines broke ground with its new fees for each checked bag. Miller says airlines hope such a la carte fees will help reduce sticker shock when consumers shop for fares.
And if they're looking online to buy their tickets and they're seeing a price that's $100 more than what they're used to, they're going to turn it down right there.
He says Allegiant Air has been successful with this a la carte business model, and he expects other airlines will follow suit. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Wall Street had a long weekend to regroup after a rough week. The Dow dropped almost 146 points Friday to 12,479. The Nasdaq was down nearly 20 points to 2,444. The S&P 500 lost 18 to 1,375. Gains in Asia today. European shares are mixed. Borders will read off its earnings today and launch a new website. It's been outsourcing online business to Amazon since 2001. After a 19-year absence, he returned just in time for a holiday weekend at the box office. The new Indiana Jones movie brought in more than $151 million in the U.S. and Canada from Thursday through Monday. But Harrison Ford couldn't beat Johnny Depp. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is the second biggest Memorial Day weekend opening. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End made $153 million domestically.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
Today we launch our occasional series on the impacts of the credit crunch. The scarcity of new bank loans has hit many small business owners hard. The National Small Business Association says more than half its members have had trouble getting credit recently. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at one company struggling to stay on track.
Go out slowly.
Rick Snow sends a racer on his way down an indoor go-kart track. Snow owns Maine Indoor Karting, just outside Portland. Back in the fall, he started noticing a drop in what he calls arrive and drive customers. People were still booking bachelor parties and corporate events, but the drop-in customers with a little extra cash in their pockets weren't showing up.
Our summer months are very strong usually, and then we see a drop-off in September and October anyway, so we're kind of planning for that. But when our business didn't really pick up a lot in November or December, we realized that maybe we're in more of a crunch than we had thought.
Meanwhile, Snow saw his costs rising, everything from the food for the cafe to the gas for the go-karts. His employee health insurance plan jumped 22% this year. To get by, he and his wife were forced to hire fewer staff and work longer hours. One big way to cut costs was to buy the building that houses the track. But they needed money for the down payment. So like a lot of small business owners, the Snows turned to their home.
We knew we'd have to apply for a mortgage on our home and tap into the equity into our house.
And that's when Snow came face to face with the credit crunch. He and his wife had good credit and enough savings to make their monthly payments. But because their business was still getting off the ground, they couldn't prove a steady monthly income. With a so-called no-document loan, you don't have to. But because of abuses during the housing boom, these mortgages got the nickname liar loans. And when Snow applied for his mortgage in February, he hit a roadblock.
The Monday before our closing, the bank called and said, the state has just passed a law that won't allow us to do no-document mortgages. So we had to scramble and figure out what are we going to do now.
What they did was eventually find a bank in Tennessee that would make the loan, but the delay cost them almost $18,000 in rent and other expenses, plus an extra 1% interest on their home loan.
It's an awful lot for small business.
Snow did find one bright spot in this whole mess. Thanks to the Federal Reserve slashing interest rates, he managed to lock in a low rate on his commercial mortgage. But traffic is still down at Maine Indoor Karting, and Snow says he's praying for a strong summer to get things back in gear. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
In L.A., I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.